This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're going to talk some golf here today. Tom's becoming one of us, man.
What was he doing?
He just waved at Michael. He just turned around and waved at him back
Hello.
There. Tom Hensel joining us, head golf pro at the Eaton Country Club, the dude
Happy
down
June,
the hall.
17th.
Mikey, you. Tom, it's my birthday today.
It's Brady's 40th birthday, yes. And Micah will not say happy
He won't
birthday.
Acknowledge me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom. That's what birthday. A normal person says.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you,
it was
man.
My birthday Sunday. Can we throw
well,
that
happy birthday to
happy,
you,
happy
Derbs
16th
June. Ago.
Derbs was a couple weeks ago, man. There's just birthdays all
of our
all
parents
over.
On the same schedule.
A lot of people having fun in September.
Yeah, I was trying to do the math there. Yes, thank you, Tom. September would be the time. We got Tanner Schwent joining us there, and I don't think the beard's looking too bad,
It's looking terrible.
Yeah.
I would have needed the crisis line had they blown that game last night.
I thought they were going
that
to.
That or I was going to have a mental breakdown and just shave it off and you guys and just deal with the repercussions later. I am so sick of this.
That's cheating.
Yeah. I'm,
you know, to be honest, I didn't even think you were part of the bet.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Why do I
Tate almost
enjoy.
Has the same amount of beard hairs.
Yeah,
that
that's why he's
that
not participating in it. It's because he'd embarrass me. My 18-month-old son would grow a better beard than I do.
So, Tom, every win that the Rockies get, I go and I pick a key Rockies player that sported that number. So win number 28 was, of course, Nolan Arenado. Tanner had a big issue with that on X last night. So
yeah, why would you pick him? He's dead
he's
to us.
He's the greatest Rocky player of all time.
Todd Helt.
Well,
Larry Walker.
But I just like to throw third best. Derbs?
Best third baseman of all time.
Best third baseman of all time.
Yeah. I hate him still, though. So I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. Okay?
Well,
don't use
it. It doesn't. I'm just throwing. Who? Give me a better number 28.
I don't know.
I mean, that's it. I can't. You got to pick the numbers there.
I have none.
Let's talk some U.S. golf. And so at the what hills, Tom?
Shinnecock Hills.
Easy. This is a family show, Tom. Be careful, Michael. Be ready with the drop button back there.
I'll make sure to turn his mic off.
No. So let's get into it, fellas. Big storylines for you, Tom. Looking at the U.S. Open.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty windy. That's what the forecast says. And historically, the greens have always been kind of a problem for some people there. They've been really, really fast, almost to the point of unplayable. There was a famous moment last time they had it there where Froome Mickelson putted it and then ran and sprinted and putted it again while it was moving so it wouldn't go completely off the green and 30 yards down.
Disqualification, by the way, for those out there.
I was just getting ready to ask the question.
You cannot do that.
My job is to ask stupid questions that normal golf people would not ask you, Tom. So here's the stupid question. When you say the greens are fast, explain.
So picture going in your garage on a cement floor and rolling a golf ball.
It's going to be faster.
It's going to be faster. Mm-hmm. Picture rolling a golf ball on your yard.
Not as fast.
Not as fast.
So the shorter the grass, the faster it goes.
Correct.
So they do that by design. They want it to be that way. So that's how they take care of the course.
Correct. And it's way harder when the greens are faster than it is if they're slower.
Well, and as Tom was talking about that wind, I mean, you're going to see players have a hard time getting that ball marked when it lands on the green because that wind's going to be pushing it. And the slope of a lot of these greens is just ridiculous. So if it catches, miss a putt by, 6 inches, normally, it'll stop there and you'll just have a tap in. If it hits the right slope on these greens, that ball could end up in the bunker at that point. And it should be absolute carnage on the professional golfers.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of uncomfortable situations. Where in typical tournaments, they're trying to, make pars and birdies. a lot of this tournament's going to be coming down to just not making massive numbers. Don't make like what Tanner shoots on Thursday nights.
That's,
numbers.
There's just no need for that over here.
Why is it really as bad as yes. you know, people have been saying it? There's a rumor going around.
It's been me. This
Tanner's
just been
really
saying.
Been bad.
I did see him hit balls on the range last week.
Yeah. That is an improvement.
That happened. It was.
I don't know if it was an actual improvement.
The score was 5 strokes better than the week before. So
I think there might be a correlation.
I think I'm now the second worst golfer in Northern Colorado, not the first. Improvement.
Michael might be.
Yeah, Mike.
So for you guys as diehard golf fans, is this the fact that it's going to be windy, it's going to be kind of chaotic, is that kind of more entertaining to you? Or do you actually, you want to see a perfect day where we get to see the guys at their best?
I always kind of want to watch them struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think the average golfer kind of wants them to struggle too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can make, man, these guys are making bogeys and double bogeys. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people like that. Whereas, like your average PGA Tour stop, 22 under par is going to win. Probably even par might win this one.
What did I see? The U.S. Open has been held at Shinnecock 5 times, and only 3 players have finished under par in those 5 times, which is just an insane stat. But yeah, I mean, with the way that the wind, you know, that's what I've been reading a lot about. They're worried about the losing the golf course, which means that the conditions just get so
bad.
Like
the wind would blow it away?
Yes, exactly.
Where is the golf course?
Man, it really did get windy.
I was just here.
Yes. Yep. No, they're worried about it becoming so difficult that they can't rein it back in. So a lot of times those greens get really fast. They'll spray water on it, try and slow it down. Some of that stuff. They're worried about these conditions. They wonder truly about how much golf they're going to be able to get in because yeah, I was seeing wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
Wow. So could be brutal, but I love watching great golfers hit. You know, shots.
Well, it's kind of like if you watch football. You like to watch snow games. It's just, it's not your typical football game.
Very similar.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the serious question, Tom. How easy will this be for Rory McIlroy to win this, obviously? Because I mean, I have a pick in mind, but haven't landed it yet.
About as easy as it was for him to win the Masters?
Ah, yeah. I finally got one. I finally got one wrong.
He won the Masters.
Well, oh, yeah, you win the Masters. Yeah, he lost the PGA.
Yeah.
But even the greats lose sometimes.
Well, and he had a blisty.
Well, yeah, you can't do anything with blisties. The blisty's good now, though? All healed up? He's ready to go?
I would assume so.
Yeah. It could have been a bad one. Who's your favorite to win?
Somehow in the back of my mind, I've been thinking Chris Goddard all week. He's not really well known, but he's won a couple times already this year. He's big and strong, and he can hit it a mile, but he does have a good short game.
Didn't you say he's from around there, too?
Yeah, New Jersey area. Mm-hmm.
So him being able to know what that wind's going to be, I'd imagine he's played this course. How difficult of a course, how difficult of a course is it to get on for guys of that stature even? I mean, is this an easy course to go play, or is it?
I believe it's a public course. I'm not 100% sure.
I think it's private.
Is it private? But the only things that I've seen is like I you are right because I've seen where the members they're talking about the conditions and the watering and all that where they have I believe it's 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. they water every day and like the PGA Tour pros are freaking out about it. So that does make more sense that it's member oriented. So I would assume it's probably just like any other private course.
Difficult
to play. But for a PGA Tour player, they can. I mean, they can.
They know people who know people.
Yeah, say I'd like to come play.
And if they're already qualified for the U.S. Open, they'll let them come and play practice rounds pretty much whenever they want.
Correct. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be a very fun tournament on Father's Day weekend. Just watching it was Koepka that won it in 2018, one over. Which what won the Canadian Open last week, boys? Was it
14, 15?
15 under.
Yeah,
so,
it's one of the medium ones.
Yeah.
You see somewhere it's mid-20s to upper 20s across the PGA Tour now.
And now you're going to see just struggling to break par on this. It's gonna be an absolute blast out there.
Now, when you guys are talking about like the concerns over the course that it's just too complicated, stupid question alert, what do you do to essentially make it more playable?
You just water it. Don't mow it in the morning. But all you can do is, like, when a group goes off the green, have guys come up there with hoses and just water it down as best they can.
They widened the fairways a little bit since the last time they were there as well, so more angles into the green and stuff like that. But at a certain point, like I would expect that tomorrow we're going to see a delay, like a pause. If those winds are consistently 50 miles an hour, I don't think that the players are going to want to be out there first and foremost. If it was the Eaton Country Club, we'd still be doing men's league out there. But but here, like these players, they're not going to want to play in that, I don't think.
Well, they probably won't want to, but if the ball rolls on its own from the wind, they'll postpone it.
That's the only way. It's not because they just don't want to be out there. They're like, I don't feel like playing anymore. Somebody stop this.
Yeah.
That's not available.
How do the golfers feel about this? Is this like, oh, no, this is a hell of a challenge. It's something unique, or do they hate doing this?
I think there's a combination of both.
Really?
Like you see consistently in U.S. Opens, there's some guys that are always – or in harder golf courses, they're always usually on the top, and they kind of thrive on that adversity. And there's other ones who usually win the 23 under tournaments, and they don't sniff a U.S. Open. Hmm.
The mentally strong typically prevail in harder golf courses because it's just not your typical 6, 7, 8 unders that are easy, I guess, for them in those conditions. When it gets harder, it's just a mental grind. And it's going to play for an extended period of time. I mean, the rounds are going to be 5 hours plus. It's just going to – the harder the conditions get, the longer the rounds go, the harder it is to stay in that for that amount of time.
I mean, it's a par 72 out there. And, Brady, like if I were to go play it from where they were playing it right now, like I would be thrilled with anything under 200. I think I wouldn't even finish the round. It is just for the average golfer, and I'm a below-average golfer, but for an average golfer to go out there, I can't even wrap my head around the conditions that they're going to be in. And that's what makes the really excellent shots even more special when not everybody on the course is hitting them. That's what it's going to be. And so when you do see that big putt that goes in, or you do see that really good iron shot that hit it close, it feels extra special because nobody else on the course is doing it at that time.
A smart person once told me you can't do anything in the wind.
No.
So, yeah.
Don't go out there.
I believe that was Dustin that told you
that. He said that, and so I believe him.
But why did you say smart person?
Well, that's a very smart piece of advice.
Brilliant.
Yeah. All right, so I like bringing you guys in here, too, to go up against Tom. Who do you like in this, Tanner?
I went with Xander Schauffele this morning. I think he is just kind of a steady Eddie type of a guy. I don't think he's going to get too high or too low. And in the mental grind, I think he can handle it. So I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele.
Derbs?
I went Matt Fitzpatrick. Basically the same reasons. He's been excellent over the last 3 months. Good in the wind. He's won a U.S. Open before, so he knows what it takes. Matt Fitzpatrick was my guy.
How come nobody took J.J. Spahn in this? Was anybody surprised by this morning? I haven't seen or heard anything much about J.J. Spahn.
Did anybody take J.J. Spahn last year when he won?
That's true. That's
and what about Scottie Scheffler? Isn't he going for like the career Grand Slam here? Yeah, look at that.
I'm surprised nobody picked him, but he's been a little off this year.
Really?
I mean,
he's no Rory.
Off for him is... really, really good, but he just hasn't. He's like top tens, and he plays terrible the first round of every tournament he plays in.
Really?
Is he? And he's off in the afternoon tomorrow? No, early morning.
Yeah, he gets the good wave.
Yeah, that might be. Scotty might get it done, the career Grand Slam, because that Thursday, if they do have to play through that wind, there's going to be some real high scores tomorrow afternoon. So, yeah, I probably should have take Scotty. Would you like to take Scotty Scheffler?
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with, Rory McIlroy? We're going to go with him. I just have this feeling.
Do you think that he knows that you picked him again and that extra pressure might just be getting to him?
The word's getting out there that he's my guy. And so, yeah, that could definitely be affecting
I think
him.
He's too mentally weak to go. Wasn't you that said you didn't think he'd ever win another major again?
I did, and then he went and won one.
Yeah, he went and won the Masters like 4 days after you said that. Yeah. Maybe the stone cold worst golf take on this program. Brady doesn't know any other golfer other than Rory McIlroy.
I mean, I'm asking you guys how to make the ball go slower here. Yeah, that's a pretty bad...
it's actually a great question.
Mm-hmm. Here's a dumb question. Mm. Wind gusts. Is there any chance of, like, you get a guy up there and he's getting ready to golf, or he's getting ready to swing, does he slow down his process to try to maybe get a hit in between gusts at all? Do you see something like that?
I do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So that wasn't a dumb question. That was actually a really good
question.
You
haven't asked a dumb question so far in this segment in the past 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great question.
So how long, like, does that mess with you too mentally? Because you're obviously slowing down your process.
Right. You're still, your normal pre-shot routine, you're standing up next to the ball, and then the wind gusts you might pick the wrong club now.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I'll just wait 10 seconds and the wind will die down. So, yeah, it slows you down a little bit.
What is the timer for the shots on PGA?
They don't.
Oh, they don't?
It's just your group will be put on the clock if you get too far behind. So they
need a shot clock.
Yeah, they don't enforce that a whole heap load. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many variables in golf. So like Tom said, it's wrong clubs. It's gusts are way worse than sustained wind. Like if it was sustained going at, you know, 35, 40 miles an hour, you just kind of, you know.
You at least know, yeah.
When it just comes up every now and then, I mean, you could full on hit the ball and then, you know, 2 seconds later at gust hits it, that completely changes that shot. And it can go from a well-struck golf ball to something that is terrible. And now you're in that position of, now what do I do?
Hmm. I think it's going to be fun to watch the caddy and golfer relationships this week as well. Especially we were talking this morning about the Scottie Scheffler and Ted Scott debacle that they got into. Scottie thought he hit the perfect shot and his caddy got the wind wrong of which way it was going. And apparently at Shinnecock, I mean, just one turn of a hole and the wind's coming from a completely different direction. It's going to be fun to see if there's any blowups on any caddies this week, which I would expect there would be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a normal occasion. It's just you don't see him front row like that Scottie Ted Scott one a whole lot. But you're going to see a lot of decisions next to the bag saying, okay, well, if it switches to this, then what do I do? This green, I can't hit it here. How do I get it to stay here? You're going to have a lot more thought process rather than just pick target, see target, hit. Like on some of the regular PGA Tour stops when just birdies are aplenty.
Well, it should be fascinating. Tom, always appreciate you popping by, man. I look forward to this.
Of course, anytime.
All right, my friend. We'll look to catch up with you soon. And good luck on your picks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to be right. You're going to be wrong.
No, Rory's got it in the bag. Rory's he's built for this.
No.
He's built for the wind.
He's mentally unstable.
No,
he's Irish.
Yeah, he's Irish. It's windy there.
Yeah, but he...
He's used to it.
He's not. He doesn't have that fire anymore.
One with
like
the
Tom
wind.
Said, he's never going to win a major again. Right before he won the Masters.
Starting now.
Did you just say Fred Couples?
Yes.
You are the worst person that I know, and I don't think it's particularly close. Do you need somebody down in the golf pro shop at the Eat and Catch Club?
Can we
make a trade?
I'm good.
You send us David.
Yeah, trade.
You know, we Justin, you will trade you for Micah straight across.
We'll take as long anything. As I'm not there.
Yeah. Okay.
Even so, like a used, like an old broken shovel or something.
Tom is the
How
new,
about a refrigerator that works?
Tom is the new producer of this program. So yeah. We made that trade.
Welcome to the party, Tom.
Thank
it's
going
to be a lot
We've
of fun.
Been looking for a while.
We've been searching. Are you a person? That's really it. That's your qualifications. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.